You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are you ready for a do-or-die game, Freaky?
No, I don't think that I am. I was very excited after the first game, and I was talking about how excited we all are to have playoff baseball back.
Yep.
And then the other end, you get that last night. You get the old flip side.
Yeah,
I didn't love that.
I think at one point I was like, it'll be fun to talk about either way. Nah, I was wrong.
No.
This is less fun.
Especially when they're in New York and they keep flashing all the idiot fans in the stands, and you just get so mad, and you're like, oh my God, this is like a 20 years ago. You felt every single pitch, every single win and loss. You just wore it.
In some ways, that's good, though.
No, it is. That's what it should be. I get it.
Looking at all the bleacher creatures out there.
Oh, my God.
And
Tim Hill, one of them, running out of the bullpen.
Getting your blood boiling watching this.
Yeah.
I know we haven't even talked about this, but I saw your tweet last night.
I hate him.
Cruz?
Unbelievable. But it is good. Like, in the moment, you're like, is this guy effing kidding me?
He's like,
is this guy out of his mind? He's pumping his chest. Like, that would have been a home run in every ballpark, sir. Also, they should have scored on you earlier. Trevor Story almost had a grand slam off you.
You gave up a moon rocket, and you're celebrating you did anything.
Oh, the series is over, and that he's the greatest pitcher ever, and he just got out Babe Ruth. It's like, you didn't do any of that. You didn't strike out Ted Williams. Like, what are you doing? That guy, oh my God, I can't stand that guy, but that's good. Remember Jeff Nelson?
Yeah.
Oh, did I hate Jeff Nelson?
Ooh,
I hated the look of Jeff Nelson.
I didn't like Paul O'Neill.
I didn't like
Scott Brosius.
They had a million of them.
Yeah.
But like, some of the pitchers, like, you really learned to like hate. Like Andy Pettit.
Ugh.
Andy Pettit, hey, I can't see your eyes, Andy Pettit. Why don't you lift your head up a little bit, Andy Pettit? Couldn't stand these guys.
Billy's trying to worm out of the way. Remember how Billy loves Jorge Posada? You remember that?
Oh, my God.
Get out of here, Billy.
Billy, get out of here. He urinated on his hands.
I saw Billy trying to sneak
grip. He did have good grip, though.
He was Homer Simpsoning out of my view. I could see it right when he started talking about this. Yeah.
Scott Brosius, I hated his stupid face.
Hated him.
Luis Soho. Oh, did I hate Luis Soho.
Yeah.
I hated the whole team.
Kareem
I hated everybody.
Garcia.
Oh,
Bernie
get
Williams
out of here.
Awesome.
Gerald Williams.
Bernie Williams was fine.
Bernie Williams sucked. They're like, oh, he plays the guitar. I don't give a rat's ass. Everybody plays the guitar. That's what they would say. Oh, you know Bernie Williams can really strum it. I'm like, I don't care. I don't need another story about Bernie Williams singing a love ballad.
Do we even say Jeter, or is that too obvious? Do we even say Jeter?
I couldn't stand Jeter. Couldn't stand any of them.
No, but
it kind of pained me when they got Sheffield, because I was like Sheffield.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't have him.
No, they're hateable again.
No, but that was the thing. Is like, even
Cruz,
a couple years ago.
Jazz Chisholm. The dumb fans out there.
Yes.
Like, that's a hateable team.
Because in reality,
that's kinda nice.
In reality, Aaron Judge is not hateable. Like, he just isn't. Like, he's really good and, like, not that hateable.
No, unless you hate freakishly tall people with ogre voices.
And, like, Garrett Cole's not in. He's hurt. And Garrett Cole, he's just such, like, a twerp, right? So he's, like, an easy guy to root against.
Right.
He is. He's, like, one of the best pitchers in the world. And yet when you hear him, he's like, I don't like the pitch clock. You're like, okay. So they kind of needed that a little bit. I think, like, you get another guy on the list that you're like, I can't stand that guy. And the next time he pitches in a game, which could be tonight, you hope they hit the ball and it just never lands. And they just walk around the bases staring at him, doing the little turbulence dance
the turbulence,
yes.
moonwalk your way around.
Yes,
like
please.
Your Rod Tidwell, like dance like that around the bases.
Do the worm.
Yeah.
Do the worm all the way around the bases.
That's what you got. This guy asked for it.
He asked for it.
This guy declared war.
And what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Thank you.
Do the worm around the bases if you hit a home run off that guy. But no,
so
it was
look.
Brutal. And there's so many points in the game. And that's what happens when it's the playoffs. And that's what happens when it's decided by one run.
Yeah.
But there are so many moments from that game to sort of highlight.
We said yesterday, like the one-off for a playoff game we both preferred. Now that it's a little mini series, I'm kind of happy that you're getting the hatred back. In Red Sox, Yankees, maybe the rivalry's back to a degree.
Oh, yeah.
We could talk about it all day long. 617-779-7937. That's your phone number and the text line. Interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch.
The rivalry is back on.
And do the same on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. What are you snickering at?
Some good text earlier in the show. Stop making fun of Andy Pettit. He's basically Hunter Dobbins' uncle, for Christ's sakes.
Good point. I forgot about
Remember
that.
Remember Hunter Dobbins' dad.
Good point.
One of the great lies.
One of the all-time
greats. One of the all-great-time lies.
So you guys
Ben Rice, also hateable. Agree that I agree. I don't like Ben Rice.
I don't like Ben Rice either, although I think Boone might fall into a trap with Rice.
Oh, I don't like Boone either. That's a great one.
And Chisholm, and I bet he's going to get all his lefties in against a lefty tonight because he's an idiot. But we can get to that later on with all your phone calls.
Uh-huh.
You can vent. You can discuss how hateable the Yankees are. Plus, let's get into the specifics. Last night from the Red Sox, losing game two. We were told all day long Cora's going to empty the bucket. And my God, did he.
Wow.
Real quick hook on Brian Bale, which we can debate.
Yep.
2 1/3, 2 earned. He's felt like he was melting down. Wilson gets in there and gets out of it. Bullpen pieces it together to a degree, although I don't know who's left out there tonight, which is the problem with treating game two like a do or die. There is a game three.
Can Crochet go try to win?
I don't believe Crochet's
up tonight.
I kind
of like him.
Then you had the Jaron Duran drop in the outfield. You had Sadon Rafaela, who can't bunt, had multiple cracks at it. I heard the morning show discussing how much of that is on Cora. I wouldn't put much of that on Cora personally. Rafaela's going to get a bunt down there. I would put Eaton, I think, not scoring, coming around third on the third base coach, Kyle Hudson, but put it on whoever you want, Hudson or Eaton. That's how they lost to me. That was the play where they lost. And then the one thing I would blame Cora for, beyond a quick hook with Bayo, which we can debate, is just how long he left Whitlock in the game. Like, he let Whitlock go in there and throw his arm off to the point where Whitlock after the game is like, yeah, I was pretty tired, but I just stay out there till AC comes and gets me. So I think those are all the flashpoint plays. If I missed anything, Keith, let me know. How'd they lose the game? Who do we blame most?
Kyle Hudson lost the game for him. I blame Kyle Hudson the most. That was a play, even when you didn't even see what was going on, when you watched it first before the replay, you were like, oh, man, Yoshida almost came through with another hit. Chisholm's in the hole, then throws it. He throws it, like, from his, like, keister. And you're like, oh, Nate Eaton's fast. Nate Eaton's going to score here. Like, they're going to get a run. And then they don't. And you're like, well, what the hell happened? And then you show it. And this is one where they had a great aggressive base running in game one, right? Nick Sogard had the scouting report, and Nick Sogard knew, hit to the outfield to Aaron Judge, I'm going to second base. And he did it, and it was great. We all applauded him. This is one where, yes, some of it needs to be player instincts, but I think more of it is on the third base coach because there's two outs. He's hauling ass over to third, and Kyle Hudson has to be his eyes there. He has to be able to be like, all right, what's going on? Chisholm made the play, but it's not going to be an on-target throw, and then the ball might square away. And if you have enough momentum, what are the chances that Ben Rice is going to be able to pick it? Which he didn't, but I'm saying, like, what are the chances that he's able to do that and then turn around and then fire home and then still get Nate Eaton, who is fast? So Nate Eaton maybe should have been a little bit more aware. He's probably like, I don't want to get thrown out. I'm not going to blow through a stop sign or anything. And it just seemed like Kyle Hudson kind of froze there. So that cost him the game. Maybe it's too big a moment for him. I'm not sure. But I thought that was, out of all the plays, and you highlighted a bunch of them, that's the one that stands out to me the most. That's
Same.
The one that I'm most pissed about.
Same. Like, I was celebrating in my living room. I'm like,
how do you not score? Yoshida
did it again. I'm like, Yoshida did it again.
Yeah.
Shut up, all you Devers people.
Yeah.
Yoshida did it again. They took the lead. And
there's
then I'm
no
like,
excuse for him not to score there.
I'm like, why aren't they updating the score?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, they show Eaton at third. I'm like, what the hell base did he start on? I was like, was he not on second? How the hell did he not score there?
Did he have time to score and then run back to third to high-five Hudson, or no? No, he just pinned him to third base?
So
that was awful.
What you just said, Keith, and again, I guess we can decide who to blame. I would lean Hudson as well. I've watched enough replays where Hudson
there's a lot of angles of that.
Hudson's holding him up, and as you just said, he's got to be his eyes. Like, Eaton's trusting the third base coach there. We've seen Eaton get held up in controversial plays where Hudson held him earlier this year. We saw Eaton make a difference with his speed against the A's just a couple of weeks ago.
He's fast.
Where he took off and scored. So just to highlight what you just said, and this is somewhat repetitive, but there's some numbers in here that I want to read. Gordo on Twitter from Playtessie, check him out on the Odyssey app. He says, if Jazz gets Yoshida, means fields it cleanly, innings over. But you have Eaton standing at second. He's going on contact. If the throw gets away, which it did, Eaton scores easily because he's going around third at full speed.
Right.
And even if Yoshida beats a clean throw, which it wasn't, Rice has first percentile arm strength.
Here we go. This is good stuff.
And has to turn from a stretch and make a perfect strike.
He's not doing it.
To get Eaton, who has a 98th percentile sprint speed, home.
Ooh,
so they track all this stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Too long, didn't read. Rice can't throw. Eaton super fast.
Got it.
Why wasn't he going?
And two down. Right, two down, and ball was immediately hit on the ground.
You're going
two
contact.
Down anyway, so it was a carriage.
Chisholm has to dive.
The play
took forever. The throw bounces. Rice doesn't even field it cleanly. How do you not score there? That's how you lost the game.
I mean, 100%. That was like in real time. And then once they started showing the replays, you're like, oh my God, there's no excuse for this. So I guess part of you could say, hey, Nate Eaton's just got to go anyway and got to like know his speed or whatever. I guess. Kyle Hudson's the one that has to be aware of not just Aaron Judge's arm strength, but Ben Rice's 1% arm strength and Jazz Chisholm's arm and everybody out there. Like, that's your job.
That's what the third base coach needs to know.
You know how fast your guys are, and you know how bad the arms are of everybody else out there. You know where you're at in the game. You know that offense has really been at a premium this entire series. That's a no-brainer. You have to score. So he screwed that up. That is on Kyle Hudson.
$10 shake in the Twitch chat said, it's the one time we needed Waveham and Wendell.
See,
Wendell Kim would have been like, you're in there.
Stop. Send him in.
You're in there. Good point by the Twitch chat, which I don't often say.
He screwed him. You know, some of the other ones, I think Jaren Duran has to catch the ball in left field. That's an obvious one.
Horrible play.
The bunt. I know the bunt was a great bunt debate this morning.
Can we just stick with Duran for a moment? Because I do want to – the bunt debate, there's a lot,
great
too.
Great bunt debate.
Just, I didn't want Duran in the lineup last night. I do want him in there tonight. I want him in against a righty. I didn't want him in against a lefty. And this is not to pile on Will, but Will said yesterday, well, you want him in there for his defense, which I didn't agree with yesterday. And
he's not good defensively.
What I would have done was I would have got Abreu in right. And if you want to be consistent and fair, Abreu almost killed Rafaela in the first game by running him over.
No, and those are two of the best defenders in baseball, and that they still came up with that kind of play. Yeah, you're right.
If you're really prioritizing defense and you're not worried about the lefty stick, Abreu's the better defender. He should have been in the lineup last night for this defense. Duran shouldn't have been in there, I don't think. And you could have had Eaton flip over to the other side. You could have played Ressnyder in the outfield. Like, there's a bunch of things you could have done instead. And so that's what really annoyed me. But Duran should be in there tonight. And I have a feeling Duran's going to make a play tonight, but I guess we'll see.
I hope so.
On the bunt.
Yeah.
I didn't realize there was a lot. I didn't realize there was going to be a debate about who to blame.
I think it was
this.
The biggest debate they've had in a long time.
It was riveting.
Yeah.
It was the most riveting part is when Scheim presented
facts
to Wiggy.
Yeah.
That Rafaela fouled off the first one.
Wiggy rejected it.
Then he popped up the second one, and Wiggy still did not believe it. Then Wiggy proceeded to watch a 19-minute video or whatever where it didn't even show the clip he was looking for. And so last I heard, unless I missed it at the end, he was still dug in on
this. He also wouldn't go to ESPN's website because it's too much left-wing politics.
I mean,
anyway.
I think we can all agree with that.
Anyway, this is one I do. I put on Cora. I feel like you got to know if your guy can do it, and you also got a second chance to back out on it as well.
So if I was going to put it, I blame Rafaela. Like, get the bunt down, you a-hole.
But not everybody can bunt. Everybody should. I agree. Everybody in the major leagues should be able to bunt. Not everybody can.
Have you ever shot that shot? Do you work on that shot?
Have you ever bunted? Have you ever worked on bunting? I don't know.
I put it on Rafaela. I get what you're saying.
Okay.
If I was going to put anything on Cora, and trust me, I'd love to pile on Cora. I'm not putting this on him.
After you see the first one.
When you get a look at the first one and it didn't look right.
You're like, oh boy.
Be like, yeah, you know that plan that we had? Scrap that. Like, you're swinging away. So to me, if you wanted to put anything on Cora, it's that. He got a look at it. It didn't look right. He kept it on, although Cora was weaselly after the game and was like, well, I'm not going to tell you if that was me or if Raffaello was doing it on his own because I don't want to give the Yankees any advantage. It was you, Cora. You could just wear that. You could just wear that. Yeah, he was weaselly about it. Yeah. Like, he's always weaselly. But I put that on Raffaello. Like, get the bunt down.
Oh, they should be able to bunt, but you also have to know your roster. Like, are you going to just, in that situation, does everybody get the, all right, we're going to bunt here? Or do you have to know, like, I don't know if I trust this guy to bunt? And then I think even more so, once you see the first one and him going after a pitch that was not a strike, and you're like, oh, boy, like, maybe this isn't the guy we want bunting. He's such a free swinger, too. He's capable of, I mean, we saw him, he put them into the playoffs with one swing. So he's very streaky as a hitter. We've seen some great runs from him. We've seen some really cold patches with Raffaello. But, no, that one, it's lower on the list. I mean, the biggest coach/manager blunder was clearly Kyle Hudson, way more than that individual thing with Cora. But I would say that was one that one's a little bit more split between the two than, say, like Nate Eaton and Kyle Hudson.
The thing, again, I would put on Cora is he just let Whitlock throw his arm off last
night. No, so I'm, yes, I think taking Bayo out earlier, I was way more okay with
me
than
too.
Just leaving Whitlock out to die. Because, like, one thing that we sort of hit on throughout the year and as we were getting ready for the playoffs is Whitlock, Chapman are the best 8-9 guys in the majors. Chapman will be the Rolaids relief man, or should be.
Should be.
If they give out a holds award, it should go to Garrett Whitlock for all the holds he's had. But they're also very, very good when they're asked to get three outs. Early in the season, Garrett Whitlock was asked to get six outs a lot, and he wasn't as effective. And then as soon as they trimmed it down to three outs, one inning, awesome. Like, didn't give up runs. Same with Chapman. Doesn't really do that thing where he gets four, five, six outs. And so we know it's the playoffs. We know it's all hands on deck. As soon as I saw Whitlock warming up in the inning that he was warming up in, I was like, all right. Like, I'm not saying I predicted him to get shelled, but I just thought, all right, this is going to be tough. Like, I don't know if he can do it.
I didn't have a problem asking him to get six. I had a problem sticking with him after Wells.
He threw 47 pitches.
Yeah.
He threw twice as many pitches as Bayo.
He got Rice on a strikeout. He got Stanton to ground out. It actually looked like it was going to be an easy eighth inning. And then he walks Chisholm on seven pitches, and he gives up the hit to Wells. And that is where I wonder why Cora left him in the game. Now, look, he didn't give up any more runs from there. Volpe single. McMahon walk. So you had to walk a tightrope. Totally got out of it with a Grisham ground out. But that, to me, when you just see the guy wavering, I would have stuck with him up until that point. But when you see the guy wavering, I would have got him out of the game. I'm with you on pulling Bayo early, Keith. In real time, I didn't hate it. That one, admittedly, is more of a second guess, because you look at it now and you're like, why'd you have to piece it together late and lean on Whitlock for so many pitches? Oh,
yeah.
That's right, because you pulled your pitcher in the third
inning.
Yeah,
but Bayo didn't have it.
So I agree.
Yeah.
That one, to me, again, is a second guess. But that was a real quick hook. And if we're going to sit here and praise Cora, there was a caller today to Greg's show, and I'm happy Chris called him out on it. But he's like, is Cora's damned if he does and damned if he doesn't. Is he ever going to get any credit? I'm like, did you listen yesterday?
I was going to say, well, it was a credit tsunami for Cora yesterday.
It was unbelievable how much credit he got yesterday. And we're all like, he's so much better than Boone, and it's why you won the game. And he's damned if he doesn't. He's damned if he doesn't. What are you talking about?
No.
He's only damned if he doesn't.
And he was damned.
I mean,
for
my God, every time he makes the right decision, people praise the guy up and down, left and right. So, yeah, no, to me, last night is not a big Cora night. You're always going to have some things for the manager to criticize. The Bayo one is more of a second guess. By the way, here is Cora after the game on the quick hook with Brian Bayo.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough lineup. You know, a bunch of lefties. I thought the at-bats were getting better, you know, with the lefties. And we got a bunch of them in the bullpen, you know, and felt like at that point, kind of like, we have to do this. It doesn't feel good, you know, because you want the kid to go out there and get his experience and pitch, you know, deep into the game. But I felt like at that moment we needed to pivot.
Okay. Needed to pivot.
I really don't hate it. I think you can kind of tell something. And that's what's weird about it is, like, he could tell that Bayo didn't have it and was quick. Couldn't we all tell that Whitlock didn't really have it and he was not quick?
Fair.
So that's why I'm like, all right, that's same manager, same guy that gets to make those calls. I'm okay with it, though, because they loaded up with the lefties, like you said, and obviously Bayo's your only... You have two starters on this whole roster, so you're like, you're going with Bayo. Bayo had a good season, not a great September, but he had a great season, was good twice against the Yankees. Let's see what he can do. He's got good numbers against some of, like, their really good hitters. And early on, I mean, gives up a two-run homer in the first inning, gives up four hits, he walks the guy, and then you're in the third, you're like, This thing could go south. Like, this thing could go sideways. So you go to a well-rested bullpen. I'm okay with it. But you eventually are going to have to go to Whitlock, and then you asked him to do too much.
Well, and again, here's where it's a second guess. It's like, yeah, in real time, you want to win last night. Get Bayo out of there. He didn't have it. I agree. But now tonight, you look at it, and you're like, what happens if Early doesn't have it?
Well, then Bayo comes in out of the bullpen. Like,
does he?
Pitches.
I don't think it's Bayo.
I think Bayo could throw. If you get, depending on what the Yankees lineup looks like, if you want to throw him against like Judge, Stanton or something.
You could.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, yeah. You have to.
The only guys who have not pitched yet in the series are my guy, Kyle Harrison.
Oh, my
who
God.
I don't think Cora ever intends to use and probably won't use. I'm surprised he's even on the roster.
No.
Cora hates him.
Yeah.
And Weissert. Other than that, Zach Kelly has barely pitched. I think Kelly only got one out last night. Is that right?
No. If we see Kyle,
you don't want him to pitch.
No, I don't. I'm just telling you.
No, Weissert did not pitch.
Who hasn't been worked?
It was Wilson, Slayton, Matz, like, Kelly, Whitlock, Tolley.
So Slayton can come back. Kelly, if you want him, can come back. Tolley, Whitlock, and Wilson, I don't think are going to be available.
Yeah,
I don't think.
Dude, by the way, Peyton Tolley, it gets kind of glossed over.
That was huge.
Oh my God!
That was huge. I
bases loaded, Yankee Stadium protecting a one-run lead.
I was ready for a grand slam. I was bracing. I was gonna go bury that mustache down the hall. I was ready for a grand slam.
I was like, this is gonna be one of those ones where, like, especially if they don't come back and it's like 4-3 final score, and like it's gonna get buried in there. But like, what a massive moment to make your playoff debut.
I thought if you want to get on Cora for making mistakes, and credit to him, but while that was happening, I'm like, they just ruined his career.
I'm like, Magnum PIG is gonna get the Craig Hansen treatment.
I thought they were about to ruin him for his career
here
with that decision.
Clay Meredith.
So we'll get to it. That's another good one, Clay.
Yeah,
Meredith.
He got
617-779-7937. How do you feel about the Red Sox chances tonight? How'd they lose that game last night? Who are we blaming for last night?
Kyle Hudson.
Your options. Kyle Hudson, Nate Eaton, Sadan Rafaela, Jaron Duran,
Brian Bayo,
Alex Cora,
Garrett Whitlock.
All of them are Whitlock. They're all somewhere on the list. So who are you blaming?
Umpires.
What are the chances tonight? Yeah, you have an axe to grind with the umps.
Yeah, no, but it's all those other guys first.
We can get to that as well coming up.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Alex, on the broadcast, they seem to think that Nate could have scored when the ball gets away from Rice. What did you think?
That's their opinion. You know, I think it's easy from up there say that he should have could have scored. You know, they're not down there with us.
What a garbage answer. And I get why he did it. He doesn't want to throw his third base coach under the bus.
Right. Yeah, I guess he's trying to protect him. But you don't have to be down there to know that he should have sent him.
So
he would have scored standing up.
Easily. One thing I didn't bring up. Patrick tweeted this at us, at Jones and Keith, at Keith21, at Jones WEEI. Not only should he have been going on contact, he was going on contact.
Yeah.
Not only should he have been going hard around third base because there were two outs, it was also a full count, which I didn't even bring up.
Full count.
So, like, even more so.
Runners are in motion.
And the guy.
But we're not down there.
The guy flies. We saw it 2 weeks ago against Oakland, in case you forgot. He won a game by taking off with contact from third, but taking off with contact, head first slide, beat it easily. The guy's speed is borderline game changer. Yep. 98 sprint speed. Whatever the hell that means.
98. Is that MLB The Show?
I guess. Yeah. The ball's bouncing around. Jazz Chisholm dove, took forever, got to his... I mean, great play to knock the ball down, but took forever, got to his feet, bounces the throw.
Yep.
Rice doesn't field it. It's bouncing around. How you don't score there? I don't care that I'm not there.
It's inexcusable. No, it really is. And then you see the replays. I think he's on third base or just past it when Jazz still has the ball.
Has the ball.
Hasn't even thrown it yet. Let alone it's going to be like a one-hopper throw over there. Even if Ben Rice fields it clean, which he didn't, you would have scored. So, yeah, Cora can make whatever kind of excuse he wants. That has to be killing him, though. That's got to keep him up last night because that is devastating. That was an opportunity to get a run. Once again, you saw it the night before. Yoshida driving in guys like Sogard. It looked like he was going to drive in Eaton. It's like these bottom of the roster guys coming through.
I'm telling you, Lucas, we let Lucas stay up a little bit last night.
Oh, look at
Lucas. Lucas was watching, and I'm like celebrating in the living room.
Well, that was the issue. Make the kid go to bed.
I should have, you know what?
Was he sleeping game one?
Should have put him down. He was definitely asleep by the time Yoshida gave him the lead. So,
well, he'll be sleeping tonight. Game's at 8:08.
You're right. That's on me.
Yeah.
Tonight might be on you since you got, what's our name? Our guy Giolito hurt.
I even cracked a few rally beers. I had a few rally beers later in the game. Did nothing.
But we let Lucas stay up a little bit last night. I'm like, all right, here we go. They're going to take the lead.
Yep.
I thought they did. I'm like celebrating in the living room. And then I had to explain that, oh, wait, they actually didn't score.
Oh, they held him up. I guess he must have tripped. Like, what happened?
I couldn't believe it.
Kyle Hudson tackled him?
When they didn't update the scoreboard and he was still standing on third, I couldn't believe it. So, look, I just think that's how you lost the game. There's plenty of other blame to go around. There are plenty of other ways they could have won the game. I mean, the one thing I knew we were going to hear today, I don't agree with it, but I guess if you want to weigh in on it, go for it. Justin in D.C. tweeted at me this morning, they're not. When they lose tonight, it'll be because they didn't get a bat at the trade deadline. Our guy Ray in Cumberland.
Yep.
Breslow needed to get better players. Eaton and the others aren't cutting it.
If Kyle Hudson sends him, we would have been singing a different tune about Nate Eaton.
This is how I feel about it. Could they have gotten more good players? I mean, sure, I'd always take more good players.
I would love good players.
I wish they got more good players.
That'd be nice.
Was last night about their lack of talent, or was last night about how they kept effing up in key spots?
No, because would you have acquired somebody at the deadline that would have pitched in front of Brian Baio? I don't think so. We all wanted Joe Ryan, but Baio had a good year.
Ryan would be the name, but short of that, no.
Probably Baio.
No one else,
right?
No one like that moved.
Would you have not had Whitlock pitch, you know, like in these situations? And then, I mean, would Jaron Duran not have been in left field? He dropped the ball in left field. He was an all-star a year ago. You hung on to him. And we were all saying the last month, it was a good thing that you did because Roman Anthony got hurt. What would your outfield have looked like? And I know Duran has not had a good series. I'm just saying this isn't like a Breslow thing. He would have been out in left field. And then the third base coach, would you gotten a new third base coach at the deadline? I mean, that'd be great.
The one thing about that play, too, is, like, they're so aggressive last night. Everything they do is so aggressive. Yeah. And I know it's not Cora at third base.
No, I know.
But your base coach is an extension of you. And, like, everything they did last night was aggressive. Get Baio out of there. Quick hook with him. This and that. And then that's such a conservative play on such an obvious play to
like
send
they,
him.
They played the game very much like they were the ones facing elimination, which I don't hate that tactic. But then you have this play that stands out, to your point, even more so because it's so counter to what they were doing.
Stinks. Real quick, this is Jarren Duran after the game on his play in left field. I give him credit for facing the music. Not everybody does that. But here's Duran on the ball that he dropped from Aaron Judge.
You took a single fly ball and Judge hit from your perspective.
Yeah, I mean, I was just playing pretty deep on Judge. And as I was coming in, I thought it was hit a little harder than it was. And then I kind of gained more ground than I thought. I didn't really have to go into a full dive there and kind of just push the ball on myself a little more and kind of got really up on me. But, you know, it's on me.
How much is that, though? You know, Jared, you bounce back from things like this all the time. Just kind of baseball and put it behind you, move on, and get ready for game three.
Baseball!
Yeah, I mean, this one's going to sting a little bit. I mean, I know that game is 100% on me. If I make that play, Trevor hits the homer, we take the lead. But, you know, I messed it up, gave them momentum, and then, you know, things just happen from there. But, you know, that one's on me. I'm going to have to wear that one.
That Dan Roach playing psychiatrist.
Yeah,
there
it was. Yeah.
It's just baseball, though. Yeah. Jarren, everything will be all right. Don't you think?
I have a weird feeling he's going to come through tonight.
I hope
but
so, man. But he's got to catch that ball. Oh, like, there's no excuse for that. If you're okay, he's like, I didn't have to dive. Okay, it's still hitting in the glove.
Yeah. They still haven't changed that. That's still a hit. I thought maybe today we'd wake up and that would be an error on Duran.
That's home cooking, right?
That should have been.
Oh, let's get Aaron Judge some hits in the playoffs.
I had a bunch of tweets about this last night. I think it's some of that. I got a bunch of tweets. Oh, well, he went into a dive, so you couldn't give him an error?
Like, hit him in the chest. The ball couldn't have been placed any better.
That's asterisk on that hit for whatever his batting average is this morning.
Yeah.
Lifetime in the postseason.
I think he took, like, a step back, too, didn't he? But then he is fast, so he's able, like, he doesn't always read the ball well, but he can make up for it because he is lightning fast.
It's true.
And then he just... Yeah, that was devastating. And then credit to Story, though. I mean, they were trailing for 5 minutes.
Yeah,
and then even.
That is true. I mean, Story picked him up right away, which was good.
That was huge.
You could have felt like that snowballed a
little bit. Well, it was a new game. So now you're in the sixth inning, and you're thinking, all right, Rodon's pitched decent. Bale has been long gone, and it's tied.
And so their bullpen sucks.
Their bullpen sucks. You're like, all right, if you get into the bullpen, and we thought Bayo had the advantage over Rodon, specifically Red Sox-Yankee matchups, right? Rodon was good against everybody else this year, not great against the Red Sox. So, yeah, you would have liked to have, you know, had the two starters exit and the Red Sox have the lead. But you felt like if you get late into the game, both teams into the bullpen, and it's tied, still advantage Red Sox.
I agree. Now, in fairness, three scoreless from the Yankee bullpen last night, two hits, three strikeouts.
Yeah,
so they were good last night, but I would take that. I'm with you. Joe is in New Bedford. Get us started today, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
What's going on, guys? I've been waiting a while, so I got a few things. Let me get through them all. One, on that whole rounding third thing, that I've actually put on Cora because it should be a standard. There's two outs. You're one of the two fastest players on the team. You should be in dead sprint no matter what. It's either an out or it's not, and you're likely 20 feet from home plate no matter what. Secondly, when it comes to Whitlock, all right. The reason why I think he kept him in so long is because he had every intention of putting Chapman in, and if you put someone else in before the inning's over, they have to face three batters. So I think that's what happened there. Secondly, Seydon Rafaela.
So that's incorrect. He was out for a second inning, so that's wrong, but keep going.
No, what I'm saying is he was out for a second inning. I'm talking about if you take him out and you put someone else in, they now have to face three batters.
I see.
And then he can't put a Chapman in for that final inning. Okay. No. Then Rafaela. No. I'm pretty sure that he has three. What?
Well, no, if they end the inning, Chapman can start the ninth.
Correct. So that's wrong. I was incorrect about what he was saying was wrong because I was so confused. But
I think
He also
not to bog everybody down, but depending on when you took Whitlock out, you can't put that guy in for one out necessarily. Say you take him out, you put a quick hook on Whitlock.
Right.
Maybe that changes things. But no.
But if you pulled him with two outs, you just needed one out, and then Chapman could start the ninth. So he's wrong about
you
that.
Brought in
Zach
Cole.
Kelly literally did it the inning before.
Right.
Thank you.
Great. best point yet.
This is the problem. They start tweaking rules a little bit, and it's just. It overcomplicates things.
I don't blame Cora. I mean, it's ultimately his third base coach.
Yeah.
So, like, by proxy, it's your guy, but that's a third base coach making a horrible mistake. Bang, bang.
What's Cora
supposed to do? Yell from the dugout and override the third base? Like, what's he supposed to do there?
Yeah, the more you think about it, just the more frustrating it is. 3-2, two outs.
I still can't believe they didn't score. I still can't believe they didn't score there.
Yeah, why aren't you just hauling ass? And then even, like you said, if he throws him out, all right, inning's over. you know, you touch home plate, doesn't mean anything, whatever, but or he doesn't. And now Ben Rice, who's not known for his arm by any means or his glove or anything, he's not going to make that play. Yeah, that's a killer. There was a lot of plays. There's a lot of moments. There's a lot of decisions. That's the beauty of playoff baseball. But that one, to me, stands at the top. I don't even think there's a close second.
Let's get into the matchup tonight. What sort of chances are you giving the Red Sox? We'll get back into the rivalry, which does feel back after all those hateable Yankees fans and all their hateable players, Cruz, Chisholm, add whoever you want to the list. Keith hates Hill for some reason. So we'll get to that coming up as well with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. But what sort of chances are you giving the Red Sox, and what do you expect out of Connolly / Todd Early tonight? Oof. We'll get to it next.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Alex, what's your pitching plan for tomorrow?
Connolly's going to start. Yeah.
And how do you feel the bullpen will be tomorrow with regard to guys like Garrett?
We'll check with Witt, right? Get a lot of treatment and see where we at tomorrow. But the rest, they're in good shape.
Our guy Todd Early tonight. Connolly Early.
Let's go.
On the hill. Do or die. Win or go home. Win or take all game three tonight in the Bronx. You can catch it on WEEI. Late game, Keith. 808.
808?
I know y'all loving those 808s.
I'm good with the 808 game. I'm good with any game.
I feel good about it now.
I talked myself into the 608 game. That ended up being great because the game would end. It'd be high intensity, and then it was still only like 9 o'clock. You're like, okay, got the whole night ahead of me.
Thursday night into a Friday, I'm okay with an 808 start.
I'm good with the 808.
I didn't want that on a Tuesday.
No.
But that's the late game tonight because the Dodgers advanced over the Cincinnati Reds. We do have three winner-take-all games today.
Yep.
Guardians-Tigers, the other NL matchup. Who was that? Padres and...
Cubbies.
Thank you. Yep. And the Red Sox game tonight. So Connolly Early is the first ever pitcher to start a winner-take-all postseason game
within 30 days of making his MLB debut.
Unbelievable.
That's what he's doing tonight, Keith.
I love it. I mean, we saw these guys. It's amazing how they started the year being like, all right, we're going to keep all the stud prospects in the minors with the exception of Christian Campbell because he has a contract. And then he's rookie of the month. And you're like, hey, look at this. And then he can't hit anymore or field. And they send him down to the minors. We never see him again. And then for a time, Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer are kind of carrying the team. They both get hurt. They're not playing. And then out of nowhere, two guys that were rumored to be in different trade deadline deals that they keep, Peyton Tolley and Connelly Early, end up being factors on this team. And you see Tolley last night out of the bullpen. Connelly Early is now the number three starter on the team because of the Giolito injury. So a guy that we never mentioned all season long is now the game three starter in a do-or-die game against the Yankees. It's crazy. He's made four starts. His first one was electric, 11 strikeouts in five innings. He was awesome.
Against the A's? Although
scrappy.
A's. The frisky little lineup over
frisky.
There.
Yeah. Frisky. Second start also against the A's was very good in that one. And then he was much more mortal against the Rays and the Tigers. Still a 2.33 ERA in 19 and a third innings with 29 strikeouts. So I don't know. I don't want to jinx it or anything, but he is the type of guy that could have himself a pretty magical night. He could. He's capable of it. And he's a lefty, which we just saw. Now, Crochet is next level, but we just saw what a lefty versus their lefty lineup can look like.
I think that's huge.
Yeah.
I think that's huge. So Nick came in the last break and he goes, don't you trust Cora in this type of game over Boone? And my answer is yeah. I trusted him last night over Boone. But specifically with a lefty on the mound, if Early gives you anything, I mean, if he's Bayo and he's pulled in the third, then disregard this.
We got to go over under Bayo.
Over.
Over. I'm taking the over.
I'll take the over.
Three innings?
I don't know. What are his outs? What's the over under on his outs? If someone can look that up.
I'll pull that up.
But Connelly Early, there are distinct splits early in his career. Lefties are 3-for-20 off of him. So I think Aaron Boone might lose this game before it even starts tonight. He's itching to get Ben Rice and Jazz Chisholm in the lineup, because he got a lot of flack for sitting those guys in game one.
And they were both all over the game yesterday.
They both made huge plays last night. Rice hit the homer. He had another hit. He stung another one. Chisholm scored the winning run. Chisholm also knocked down that ball that Eaton should have scored on. So, I mean, I wonder if he's itching to get those guys in. That would be a mistake. That would be a mistake if he doesn't get his righties in against Connelly Early, who's fared okay against righties. They hit 259 off him, 14-for-54. Early's also struck out 13 of the 20 lefties he's faced. So I think Boone could lose that right there. I also trust Cora to get the lefties back in today. Abreu should be in. Lowe should be in. Yoshida should be in.
Yoshida feels like you have so much confidence now in him when he's at the plate. It's crazy.
And Duran is going to be in there. He shouldn't have been in there last night, but he'll be in there tonight. And I have an odd feeling he's going to come through. Cora, get all your lefties in. Boone might be stupid enough to put his lefties in against Connelly Early. And, yeah, not only do I have more faith in Cora, it might just come down to the lineup. When we see the lineups today, I might be like, this game's already over.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. And because, you know, two of the quote-unquote lefty killers for the Red Sox haven't been doing it, right? Romy Gonzalez and Rob Refsnyder are a combined 0-for-11. So now get those guys out.
So they were great in regular season. I was talking about this with Turp before the show. Yeah. You were not in the room, I think, when we were talking about this.
I was stuck in traffic today. There was like an 18-wheeler like pulled over on the side of the road, and he's like, anybody help? I can't.
I'd put Romy at second, and I would sit Sogard, but that's just me. Sogard has one hit from the left side. The other time he turned around last night, it didn't happen.
I'm not playing Romy or Refsnyder. I'm not playing either one of those guys.
I would start Romy tonight.
So the reason why I wouldn't is he's looked bad, and on top of it, when we had Will Fleming on yesterday, he's like, he's fighting something. So I'm like, if he's not even 100%,
yeah, counterpoint. I think better the other option. Guy, and I know he's hit for a couple of games. The other guy is Nick Sogard.
Or guy I haven't mentioned yet, David Hamilton.
Not him.
No, Hammy can sit too.
Him. He can pinch run.
Dude, Sogard, I think right now Sogard greater than Romy. Nick Sogard had one of the plays of the series so far.
He did.
So I'll take my chances with Sogard. Either way, you're talking about a guy hitting ninth anyway.
Sure, I'd chalk that up as a win, and I'd get the guy who's played most games for you in tonight. But look, let's see that with Cora. That one's on the line.
No, but I think other than that, it's fairly obvious, right? You put Lowe at first. We're debating second. The left side's normal. And then Duran, Rafaela, Willier, Abreu. Yoshida's your DH. Narvaez is your catcher. Early's on the mound. Let's go.
Done.
Yeah.
Done. I think it's easier for Cora. I think there's a chance anyway, and we'll see how it goes down tonight, that Boone makes a mistake and leans in on his lefties because they came through for him last night. Real quick, the guy on the other side, we've talked about him a couple of times,
Cam Schlittler.
Schlittler?
He is pitching for the Yankees tonight. Now, I don't know if you've heard this anywhere. Keith,
Local guy.
We uncovered this.
Local flavor.
He is from Walpole. I've not heard anyone else mention that.
How do you like that?
He went to the Northeastern University.
Holy smoke. Kind of a baseball factory all of a sudden.
Yeah, kind of is.
These guys.
Yeah. Ottavino, Schlittler. Yeah.
My buddy
pretty
Bessie.
Much it. Yeah, no,
it's the spring it. Training games against the Red Sox that really do it.
My buddy threw out the first pitch after they won the baseball bean pot at Fenway.
How about that? Nice. Yeah, so anyway, here's Cam Schlittler, who I read this morning. His father also is like chief of police in Needham or something like that.
Hey, small world.
So I don't know. They, sick brag, bro. They must be busting his balls over at the Needham Police Department because apparently Schlittler and the whole Schlittler family have turned their back on the Red Sox.
Have you fully converted your family to Yankee fans?
I'd say so. Again, obviously growing up in Boston, I take pride in being from Boston. Again, when it came to, my career and where I want to be, this is where I want to be. So, they're full Yankee guys now. So, they don't wear it as much around in Boston just cause, but when they're here, they're very prideful about it.
Dude, no way.
Schlittler.
No way.
All the Schlittlers.
So I could understand rooting for him. Sure. Like, he's your kid. You want him to do well. But you're telling me in game one, they're like, come on, Max Fried. No chance. No chance. Otherwise, you weren't really a Red Sox fan.
Yeah, seriously. So anyway, I don't know. That doesn't sound. That's
no.
That's another Yankee to add to the list. There's a lot of hateable Yankees on the list.
A pile of them all of a sudden.
Cruz, Chisholm. You just said another. Who else did you just say?
Oh, Wells.
Grisham with their stupid mustache. Peyton Tolley has a sweet mustache.
It's honestly
those guys have dumb mustaches.
Yeah, Tolley's kick-ass.
Tolley's is great.
It's everybody but Judge. We should hate Judge because he's so good, but I don't. It's like everybody else.
Again, I mean, I don't want to be biased against freakishly tall people with ogre voices, but yeah, Judge is fairly likable.
He's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but Ben Rice, no thank you. And then it's led by Aaron Boone, which is super easy to dislike, so.
Okay. It's Schlittler v. Early. Just like they drew it up. In game three, winner take all, loser goes home. It is a do or die situation tonight. You can catch it on WEEI First Pitch 808. 617-779-7937. We'll talk to Brad Foe coming up at 11:30. What else do we have? Oh, we'll go on the clock at high noon. We'll tell you exactly how the Red Sox are going to beat the Yankees tonight in an elimination game three, plus the rivalry feels like it's back. We'll get to that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.